Okay, 425? Mincha 425. I wanted to discuss the issue of Kiddush Makom Seuda. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reisha and Gimel points out that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seuda. So therefore, in addition to the din of Seuda Shabbos, which requires a person to eat bread, either a kezayis or maybe even a kibbetza, that's discussed in Siman Reisha Sadi Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah there at the beginning. But in addition to that, in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush Ala Kos, a person has to make Kiddush Ala Kos B'Makom Seuda. If he would have Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Seuda, then he's not Yotzei Kiddush, and then if he eats, then he's over the Isser of eating before Kiddush, because he hasn't been Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush yet. What counts as Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? So in Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Gaonim, that as long as a person has a kezayis of bread, of mizonos, or even if he has a revius of wine, that is sufficient for Makom Seuda, for Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. The Be'er Halacha quotes the Gra was makbid only to have Kiddush B'Makom Seuda Gemura, full-fledged Seuda Shabbos. But, and there are some who are knowing like that, but the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, like the Gaonim, a kezayis of mizonos, a revius of wine, that would be sufficient. The simple Pesach and Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is that if you have a revius of wine altogether, that's enough. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes an additional opinion. The Taz holds that it has to be revius in addition to whatever you have from the kos of Kiddush itself. That would be a technical issue in terms of how much, when exactly that revius is. I did see, quoted in the name of one particular contemporary posek, that perhaps grape juice wouldn't be good enough here. Because the reason that wine counts for Makom Seuda is because the Gemara says wine is somewhat satiating. And maybe that's only true of wine and not grape juice. But the general assumption is not like that, that grape juice is also sufficient. Grape juice is also considered wine. This is the Pesach of Shlomo Zalman, which is quoted in Halicha Shlomo, actually in Hilchos Pesach, by the Dal Kosos, also in Vad Yosef, in Chazon Avadia. General assumption is that grape juice would work as well. One of the important applications of this would be for somebody who's not just Kiddushim, of course, we're very used to that, but let's say people who are not able to have bread, not able to have mizonos due to dietary restrictions. So let's say, for example, celiac or something like that. So not able to have mizonos. Four of the five halakhically recognized grains naturally contain gluten. And the fifth, which is oats, generally is contaminated by its proximity, by being grown or processed in proximity to the other grains. So there may not be any grain products available. I saw online somewhere that they're growing now oats which are not going to be making sure not to be contaminated, and in Cain, if they're commercially available, so even such people who cannot have gluten would be able to have mizonos hamotzi. They can make oat flour and make bread out of that. But in the absence of that possibility, so such people are not going to have mizonos, not going to have hamotzi. So when they have kiddush, they should really have preferably a revius of wine or grape juice in order to be yotzei this inyan of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. Let's say a person is not able to have grain, not able to have mizonos, and also not able to have wine or grape juice. So he's going to have a hard time making Kiddush for himself, and not really have anything to make Kiddush on. But if he Kiddush from somebody else, can it be Yotzei the Inyan of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? So the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkan Chavav quotes, there's an additional opinion, the Shulte Gibonim quotes, that even Peros would be sufficient for Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. And so in the Piskei Tshuvos, he writes that lav davka peros, but any cooked item. So in other words, whatever he's going to have for his Shabbos meal, that would be sufficient according to the opinion of Shulta Giborim. The Mishnah Berurah writes only to rely on this during Kiddush during the daytime, but not a Kiddush for night. But obviously, if a person has no other choice, he can't eat anything else. He can't have grain, he can't have wine or grape juice. So he'll be solmich on the opinion of the Shulta Giborim at night as well, and he'll try to be yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Seuda in that manner. What if a person is not able to have anything, can't eat any food? Rachman Litzlan, he's sick and he cannot have any food whatsoever. So such a person should have in mind to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa, during tefillah. That's a machlokis in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Yotzei with Shmona Esrei. I saw in the Chazon Ovadia that Rav Ovadia suggests that the opinion that says you're not Yotzei is because we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says maybe throw an extra phrase about Yitzias Mitzrayim into Shmona Esrei. So that's what he suggested. So a person should have in mind to be Yotzei that way. If he didn't, so most poskim assume, and Malasori, in Kiddush Ala Makom Seuda, so you cannot be Yotzei in the midst of Kiddush Ala Kos. Interestingly enough, it's Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis Simen Chav Dalet as a whole tshuva, where he claims that even so, even a person is not going to eat anything, so then he can still have Kiddush al HaKos. I mean, someone else can make Kiddush for him al HaKos. And among the tainas there is that maybe there's two separate takanos. One is Kiddush al HaKos, and the separate takana that Kiddush al HaKos has to be Makom Suda. So therefore, Makom Ones, that it's impossible to have a Suda, a person should still make Kiddush for such a chol al HaKos, even though no one's really having a Suda there. Other poskim don't seem to accept that. Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Yosef don't seem to accept it. That's a Tzitzel Yezer's psak with regard to hospitals and any situation of chola. Have a wonderful day.